Are you ready? Ready to release internal pain? To find confidence, clarity, and direction for your future? To live a life of meaning, fulfillment, and contribution? To trust your intuition again, but something's been holding you back? You've come to the right place. Welcome. I'm Ian Hawkins, the host and founder of the Grief Code podcast. Together, let's heal your unresolved or unknown grief by unlocking your grief code. As you tune in to each episode, you will receive insight into your own grief, how to eliminate it, and what to do next. Before we start, I have one request. If any new insights or awareness land with you during this episode, please send me an email at info@ianhawkinscoaching.com and let me know what you found. I know the power of this work and I love to hear the impact these conversations have. Okay, let's get into it. As I mentioned in the early episodes of this podcast, I'm going to work through the seven elements to your personal truth, which make up a big part of healing from grief, from resolving the unresolved, but they also make up a big part of what I teach, what I help people with. And so as we transition now between the first of those seven truths, you hold the key to your better life. And then we transition towards the second one, how you treat yourself determines your value. Sort of right in the middle of that is physical well-being. Well-being at all levels, but I want to focus on a particular area of that today. And this is an area that I have a passion for because of my own experience. So I want to talk today about my passion for natural healing. The medical system let my dad down. He died from complications of problems with his lungs, but also a form of leukemia. So the medications that he was taking were contradictory. And without going into the details of all of that, what I now know is that if he knew that both of those elements of his illness had other ways to heal from, to be able to be released, then he could have healed and he may well still be here. Now, obviously, I don't know the answer to that definitively, and he may not be as well. Maybe some things are meant to happen. But for me personally, on my journey, that once I started realizing about how you can heal naturally, of course, I looked at the world in a whole different way. So what I now know is that our organs and our groups of organs hold different grief, different emotions, different trauma within them. And until that grief is cleared, then we continue to feel dis-ease within that area. And when we have dis-ease, then we get illnesses. And so my journey of slowly learning more and more about natural health eventually led me to realize that for the lungs, it's where we store a lot of our anger. And interestingly, I noticed myself getting a similar wheezy cough to what he had. And it wasn't just, you know, every now and then I would cough. It was more when I slowed right down and I breathed, I'm like, actually, that's a bit wheezy in itself. So that had me curious. But it was really some of the examples I've had over my journey of healing that have made me look at the world a completely different way, look at healing a completely different way, and look at natural healing as that's where I predominantly do any sort of healing. Now, obviously, there are still places for modern medicine to resort. I put my natural healing above everything else. And then if I still need a healing solution after that, then I will go and see a doctor. I still regularly see my sports doctor who I've been seeing since I was 13. So for over 35 years, I've been seeing him and he's been able to heal so many things from me and help me not just heal, but to to rehab and to rebuild different parts of me. Amazing, really, considering the damage I've done to my body. One of those things that he struggled with was an injury to my foot, where we were looking at possible scenarios, including having to operate and hammer and chisel, which is what he said, literally hammer and chisel off some bone spurs that were causing me problems. And then I heard from my mother-in-law needing to have carpal tunnel surgery, which is quite invasive. It actually small bone in your hand, which would need to have a vein, I think it is, or artery redirected, and then make that hole in that bone. It actually, the artery or vein runs straight through the small bone. You'd have to actually have it re-diverted, then the hole be made bigger, and then to relieve that tension from years of the particular work that she did. Well, four sessions at an acupuncturist on the recommendation of her beautician at the time, who'd had similar results, and she didn't need the surgery. And that blew my mind. So for me, a skeptic of most things at the time, I took a bit of a punt and went to see William. And William, not his real name, of Chinese background, and very much a expert practitioner in acupuncture. And four sessions there, and this pain that I'd had in my foot from post a broken leg, which I'd had, broken foot. I'd had orthotics. I'd had all different techniques, which I won't go into now, to help remove the pain and to move on. And yet four sessions of acupuncture and it was gone. Well, that just opened my mind up to so many different possibilities. And at that point, I was just, I was hungry to find out more. I also can remember a conversation with my mentor at the time, 2014, and it was a business retreat about, helping build business at the really early days of my business. But she was talking about how we can create these stories and then be really stuck on these stories, attached to these stories, and then create these beliefs around it. And at the time, I wasn't playing football because I'd had a number of diagnoses, one around some different injuries to my back and also my feet, being told not to run anymore, not to run on pavements, to really ease off those sorts of things. And I said that to her, and she said, "Well, do you want to play football again?" As in soccer, for those wondering what kind of football. There's a million different versions here in Australia. And I was like, "Yeah, I'd love to. But I've got this diagnosis." And she said, "Well, you can shift that belief." And she went on to tell me about a story that someone she coached who had dived into a swimming pool and broken a neck and had all sorts of metal in place in her neck to keep that in place and all the things that she'd been told that she wouldn't be able to do, but now that she was doing. And the complete change in her well-being and where she'd been able to go and what she'd been able to do and who she had been able to become as a result of shifting her beliefs around what to most people would be a lifelong sentence. And that just, just blew my mind and opened my mind up to so many different possibilities. And we talked about different things like medication. At that point, I was relying pretty heavily on pain relief for different things. I got tension headaches. So I was taking a fair bit of Panadol, sometimes so Panadol, that's a brand in Australia, paracetamol for the internationals, and ibuprofen. However you say that, like an anti-inflammatory, and I was relying on those heavily, was drinking too much at different times then too, so there was another reason to be relying on them. And I just made a commitment then that I was going to do my best to get off medication, and that has been the case. I've taken the odd piece of medication, sometimes against my wishes, but then at other times because it's been like, well, you're in extreme pain here and why are you trying to be so perfect? I'm like, okay, that's fair enough. But in the main, I haven't taken barely anything in that time, and it's been a really amazing journey of getting back to full health. So in the next, I won't say how many episodes, but in the next episodes, I'm going to be sharing more of my healing journey, more of the things that I've been able to release to heal from, and broken both legs, broken both feet, broken nose, like breaks all over the place, but also other injuries, then the more of the deeper scars, like the mental and emotional injuries that I've been able to release, and the difference that's made to my body as well. It's been quite astonishing when I think back. So I'm looking forward to sharing some of those. Or what I would say is, as I have said also before, is keep an open mind, because some of these stories are going to involve some healing modalities which may test your belief. They may also intrigue you and make you curious, but I experienced them. So I'm not here to argue. I know what I experienced. I know the difference it made and the relief and release that it gave me. So looking forward to sharing more of those stories in the coming episodes. But I just wanted to share that really the motivation for me on that journey was very much around my dad and how, yeah, the medical system at the time did not know how to help him because of these contradictory problems he had. Now, yeah, like, I'm not here to say whether they did the right thing or the wrong thing, because I have no judgment around that. I've made peace with that whole situation. I just know that for my own journey, it's a great motivator for me to continue to explore ways to be the healthiest person that I know. And that's really what motivates me and inspires me in that space. I'll see you next time for the next episode around more of this natural healing. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Grief Code podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Please share it with a friend or family member that you know would benefit from hearing it too. If you are truly ready to heal your unresolved or unknown grief, let's chat. Email me at info@ianhawkinscoaching.com. You can also stay connected with me by joining the Grief Code community at ianhawkinscoaching.com/thegriefcode. And remember, so that I can help even more people to heal, please subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform.